1. The Trinity Teacher Sons. Of all the high orders of celestial personalities revealed to you, the Trinity Teacher Sons alone act in a dual capacity. By origin of Trinity nature, in function they are almost wholly devoted to the services of divine sonship. They are the liaison beings who bridge the universe gulf between Trinity and dual origin personalities. While the stationary sons of the Trinity are of completed numbers, the teacher sons are constantly increasing. What the final number of teacher sons will be, I do not know. I can, however, state that, at the last periodic report to Uversa, the Paradise records indicated 21,001,624,821 of these sons in service. These beings are the only group of the sons of God revealed to you whose origin is in the Paradise Trinity. They range the central and super-universes, and an enormous core is assigned to each local universe. They also serve the individual planets, as do the other Paradise Sons of God. Since the scheme of the Grand Universe is not fully developed, large numbers of Teacher Sons are held in the reserves on Paradise, and they volunteer for emergency duty and unusual service in all divisions of the Grand Universe, on the lone worlds of space, in the local and super-universes, and on the worlds of Havona. They also function on Paradise, but it will be more helpful to postpone their detailed consideration until we come to the discussion of the Paradise Sons of God. In this connection, however, it may be noted that Teacher Sons are the supreme coordinating personalities of Trinity origin. In such a far-flung universe of universes, there is always great danger of succumbing to the error of the circumscribed viewpoint, to the evil inherent in a segmentalized conception of reality and divinity. For example, the human mind would ordinarily crave to approach the cosmic philosophy portrayed in these revelations by proceeding from the simple and the finite to the complex and the infinite, from human origins to divine destinies. But that path does not lead to spiritual wisdom. Such a procedure is the easiest path to a certain form of genetic knowledge, but at best it can only reveal man's origin. It reveals little or nothing about his divine destiny. Even in the study of man's biologic evolution on Urantia, there are grave objections to the exclusive historic approach to his present-day status and his current problems. The true perspective of any reality problem, human or divine, terrestrial or cosmic, can be had only by the full and unprejudiced study and correlation of three phases of universe reality: origin, history, and destiny. The proper understanding of these three experiential realities affords the basis for a wise estimate of the current status. When the human mind undertakes to follow the philosophic technique of starting from the lower to approach the higher, whether in biology or theology, it is always in danger of committing four errors of reasoning. 1. It may utterly fail to perceive the final and completed evolutionary goal of either personal attainment or cosmic destiny. 2. It may commit the supreme philosophical blunder of oversimplifying cosmic evolutionary experiential reality, thus leading to the distortion of facts, to the perversion of truth, and to the misconception of destinies. 3. The study of causation is the perusal of history, but the knowledge of how a being becomes does not necessarily provide an intelligent understanding of the present status and true character of such a being. 4. History alone fails adequately to reveal future development, destiny. Finite origins are helpful, but only divine causes reveal final effects. Eternal ends are not shown in time beginnings. The present can be truly interpreted only in the light of the correlated past and future. Therefore, because of these and for still other reasons, do we employ the technique of approaching man and his planetary problems by embarkation on the time-space journey from the infinite, eternal, and divine Paradise source and center of all personality reality and all cosmic existence.